Welcome back to Balance of Power, everybody. We're going into hour number three, hour of Balance of Power, and there is a bounty hunting situation about to go down. So when we cut back into the scene, we see the vehicle underneath the overpass. Maybe there's like honking because people are blocked in, and everyone is sort of springing into action. So Gunner, you're down below alongside the vehicle. You see the four stormtroopers, one on each other bikes, that have now sort of like come to a stop. There's the car in the middle, people all around, and up above, yeah, there's a flutter of the cape of this bounty hunter as he takes a step up onto the ledge of the overpass. What is everybody doing? I want to, because it'll all kind of happen at once. So what's everybody's sort of first action that they want to take?
While I'm sitting on comms, gun set to stun or kill, I'm walking up behind the stormtrooper on the bike at the back right.
Okay.
I realized I don't think my shotgun has a stun setting.
It sure doesn't, no.
Probably not.
So I don't think I have an option except for to kill some stormtroopers.
I'm fully expecting the answer to be like kill. I'm just like double checking.
Yeah, I mean, well, we're not concerned about. I mean, we just want to not kill the chancellor or council. Is it counselor or
Is
chancellor?
it counselor? Yeah.
Chancellor, right. Okay. So we just want to not kill him, but we can kill the stormtroopers, I guess.
Okay.
Okay. So I flick it to kill, but it was already on kill. So I just kind of like
It's
double
like it's
check
from
that I'm gonna
kill to
work well.
double kill. Super kill mode. Really, really kill. Super definitely dead.
Just dial up my kill.
I'm disabling the vehicle.
Okay. All right. And then Tara, what are you doing?
When I saw the nameless bounty hunter, as we still have a name for him, jump over the side, I immediately assumed his position, assuming that not only would I have a chance to look over the whole battlefield at that point, but also I could keep an eye on him.
Okay.
I'm still in the crowd, by the way, Adam. I'm like looking for a shot through heads.
Okay. Well, you're basically springing your ambush here. So let's roll initiative. Let me just clear the order. And then this way it'll give us some structure for the scene. It's not really combat necessarily, but there will be shooting and it's important to know when everybody's going. So I will roll once for the bounty hunter. Y'all can go ahead and roll your initiatives. You're gonna use cool. The stormtroopers will use vigilance because they're unprepared. Okay, there's the bounty hunter. Okay.
Oh shit, fuck.
Yeah, make sure you're rolling without any difficulty in your pool. If
Okay.
you
Oh, that was my question. No
yeah,
difficulty.
if you have the difficulty in your pool, just clear, make sure the pool's clear before you roll. Yeah, there you go. All
We
right.
don't have advantage. Oh no, 'cause it's
And then the
that doesn't.
stormtroopers clear their pool.
I can't find it right now. What page is it on? Is
It's
it
under
on?
combat.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's at the very top of combat. There's a little show initiative checkbox you can use. Okay, cool. All right. So I've got two NPC slots I can use for the bounty hunters or the stormtrooper, the bounty hunter or the stormtroopers, and then y'all have the four PC slots. So we'll start with the bounty hunter. So he steps up on the ledge and is facing away from the car, like facing sort of south down the road. Takes a step off and turns as he does, so it's like a spin of his cloak, and then under the back of his cloak, two bright blue like jets like fire out, and instead of falling, he kind of like dips and then goes up and pulls out a couple of guns and just starts shooting at the stormtroopers as he like flies backwards.
At the stormtroopers.
Yeah,
Okay,
shooting
thank
at
God.
stormtroopers.
I
Yeah.
start
So
shooting at
that'd be really mean. He's just like, ah, fucking guys. He's not
I, dude, I'm expecting that at any point throughout this entire fight.
I
No.
mean, that's fair. You did fail the roll to get the alliance with him, so. Okay, so let's make a roll. Let's see. He's gonna shoot these stormtroopers with his little rocket pack. And bounty hunter, here we go. He's at medium range. I guess he's got to drop to short range. Yeah. So maneuver into short range and then fire. So that's one difficulty against one of these stormtroopers, elite stormtroopers, with his disruptor pistol.
Ooh.
Nice. Okay. So
triumph.
So one of the stormtroopers, I think the first one, and Zed, you and Gunner are the best ones to be able to see this. So you just hear this kind of like, and then like a rocket as this little like bounty hunter missile falls backwards and fires one shot. He's got two pistols. He fires one shot into one of the stormtroopers. It blows a hole in the armor, and then there's a bright flash from inside the armor. And the stormtrooper just kind of like falls apart as he falls down. And all that's left of him is like kind of his legs and like one arm and a pile of dust. And his helmet
Holy
just kind of like,
fuck.
His helmet just kind of like rattles off the ground. Yeah. This bounty hunter is using some highly illegal weapons. These are disruptor pistols.
Yeah.
They are a bad time. You don't want to get shot.
He's like the father figure I never had.
Just looking.
Gunner just stares in admiration.
Yeah. So disintegrates one of the guys, and now there are three stormtroopers left. The stormtroopers now realize that they're under attack. But somebody else can go. So any PC can go now, and then the stormtroopers will get to react.
I'm just gonna shoot through. So did he get both the stormtroopers in the back?
No, I just got one of the back.
Okay. Ones. The left or the right?
I was going to disable the vehicle, and the reason why, I'll tell you the reason why, like, I would like to go next is because the only one that's made himself visible is the bounty hunter. So it would be my turn, vehicle disabled, then their turn, and they can only see him.
Yeah. You won't draw aggro by damaging the vehicle. It was just the vehicle will just have a problem suddenly.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a really good idea.
Okay, cool. So let me do that bad motivator thing. I got against a 3 difficulty plus 2 advantage from the thing before.
Uh-huh.
And mechanics, there it is. Okay. Oh, my God.
So, yeah, so the bad motivator isn't maybe as bad as you thought.
Yeah.
But you do get three advantages. So what would you like to spend those on? You can clear strain one for one. You can put 2 black dice on the stormtrooper's action, or you can pass along a blue die. For one, you pass along a blue die to the next person who goes. For 2, you can give it to anybody you want, whether they're next or not. And you can kind of mix and match that way. So what do you want to do?
Let me take 2 strain off.
Okay. And then you want to pass a blue to the next person who goes?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Cool. All right. So the stormtroopers, they're going to shoot at the only target they have. So they're going to shoot at the, it's very clever timing on that one, Zeke. Nice work. so the elite stormtrooper guys, they're going to take some shots. They act as individuals. They're not a group. So they pull out blaster rifles. They have like side holsters for them, and they just start firing, at this, this bounty hunter. They are also at close range. And they have some training in the skill. Let me just make sure I have my thing set. Yep, range heavy. Okay. All right. So the bounty hunter doesn't have any special defense, so it's all just going to be soak if he gets hit. Okay. So 1, 2, 3. Okay, so the bounty hunter gets hit. You see, so he blasts the stormtrooper, and then 3 blaster bolts just like bounce off of his armor. They like hit him and knock him back. And rather than like the nice slow descent, I think one of the jets kind of like fails and he like drops down to one knee as he gets shot with the as he gets shot by these stormtroopers. He's going to take. Let's see. The first shot is 13. I'm just going to write this down. So 13 damage on the first shot, 10 on the second. And
more bounty for us.
11 on the third. Oh, but each of these is reduced by the bounty hunter's armor. So let's see if the bounty hunter takes a crit or not. Oh, the bounty hunter's got crazy soak. Okay. So 7.
Try and infer his level from this.
5. Okay, the bounty hunter is still up, but just barely. Okay, cool.
Did 4 stormtroopers shoot at him?
3, because 1's dead.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So, at this
point, he was on by himself?
That Oh, so good, Zeke.
Yeah, yeah. So the bounty hunter, like, it gets hit three times, sort of, like, falls to the ground, gets up, and is, like, yes, big smoking, like, marks on his helmet. And he looks across the crowd at Gunner, and he's like,
right, a little backup would be great, thanks.
So anybody else can go.
Cool.
So any PC.
Go ahead and blast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I'll go ahead and throw a blast in there. I will shoot at the stormtrooper closest to the bounty hunter. And also at the same, right before I do that, I kind of put my hand up.
Bet you're glad we're here now, aren't you? Go ahead and get out of harm's way as fast as you can. We don't need a dead bounty hunter in our hands right now.
All right. I don't need you giving me lip. Just get rid of these stormtroopers.
And at that point, I take a shot at the stormtrooper closest to the bounty hunter.
Okay. I'm just going to change the background color so that I can drop the bounty hunter's token on here so we can tell where they are.
Yeah. I was going to ask.
Yeah, exactly. So let me grab... The thing is, the token I have for scum and villainy is black, so we wouldn't be able to see them and drop them. Jump in here.
I like how we've recruited a tank.
So the bounty hunter is like there, and the stormtroopers, I'll grab them too. We'll put three of them underneath. Okay, Imperial stormtroopers. All right. Okay, so from where you are, Tara, like you have to run to the edge to be able to take a shot. Because you were waiting for them to be underneath.
Well, when the bounty hunter jumped off, I immediately ran up so I could. My goal was to make sure to keep eyes on him because I was very suspicious of his actions. So yeah, I should be like on the edge, kind of overseeing the situation.
Yeah, yeah. So I think there will be a penalty for shooting because you're shooting basically straight down. They've got some cover from above. So you're at medium range. So it's a two purple dice, and then I'll give them one black die for cover against you. And then you can just make your
great. So one black, two purple, and then roll with my gun.
Yeah, exactly.
Here we go. Boom.
Nice. All right. So you hit and, you deal 5, 6, 7 damage minus their soak. So these guys, stormtroopers, They have a pretty decent wound threshold.
Quick side question, Adam, while you're looking at that. Was I supposed to take strain for the extra stuff on the stealth check?
Yes. Yeah, if you had a disadvantage on your stealth check.
I did. Thank you.
Okay. All right. So you deal 5, 6, 7 damage minus the soak. And then the stormtrooper realizes that he's being shot at from above. And you're using a light blaster pistol. Yeah. So it doesn't really do too much. You fire at him and it just, bounces off his armor, causes maybe like a slight wound and he kind of staggers. And then he's like,
we got more on the bridge.
And, he gestures to them to like fall back and protect the vehicle. So on their turn, they're all going to kind of consolidate and you won't be able to shoot them from above.
I'm going to wait for advantage. So if you want to go, Cass.
What if I want to wait for advantage?
I like this moment of the two of you being like, you go. No, you go. Come on, go.
Did Cole use my advantage from last time?
No. I did not use his advantage.
No. Yeah, okay. Go ahead and just roll one blue die right now, Cole.
So I just set one blue and then roll the weapon again?
No, set clear your whole pool, set one blue, and then just roll the pool. It'll allow you to roll the die. There you go. So you do one more damage to him.
Great. Okay, perfect.
Advantage won't help to hit, right?
Oh,
sure.
It can. It has. They can have success indicators on them. That's what just happened there.
Thanks, yeah. Zed, by the way.
Yeah. Cool. All right, so Kess or Gunner, either of you can go.
Okay. So there's just the three left and then the car, I'm assuming. Is the car still underneath the bridge even though Zed wasn't able to disable it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It can still go. Like they're working on that now, but right now they're just trying to like figure out what the hell's going on.
I thought that he failed to disable the car though.
He did, yes, that's right.
Okay, so I mean they could just like drive off at any moment. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's true.
Is there, I guess, I don't want to like shoot at the car and then have the car like blow up or something. <The guy.
laughs> Yeah. I mean, you've got this like big, you got this big shotgun. So yeah. It'd be hard. Like the car is armored. You need some kind of like armor piercing thing to be able to like hit the engine or the gas tank.
Or like electricity.
If you had a grenade or something like that, you could throw it under the car. Like an ion.
Then killing the guy.
So. Yeah, an ion weapon would be your best bet. The thing's going to be ion shielded, but you can always try that. But you don't have one of those.
Cool. So since my shotgun is AOE, can I attack the two stormtroopers on the top at the same time?
So you'll have to get into a position to shoot at them. So right now you wanted to start at the, where did you want to be at the beginning of
the thing? I'm on top of the bridge, so I would have to jump down. So like I could jump onto the other side where they are.
Yeah. So I think if you move, it'll take you two maneuvers to get there. But then once you fire, you could activate the blast. They're close enough together to hit both of them with your shotgun.
But I wouldn't be able to shoot on this turn though. I'd have to wait.
You can if you take two strain get your extra maneuver. Okay.
Okay. So you
hoof it over there, come around the corner, and the stormtroopers, they see you, and they see the giant shotgun you got in your hands, and then you fire your scattergun at them.
Hello, boys.
Hello, boys.
Cool. All right, so they're at medium range from you, which means two purple dice.
Okay, that's it.
Mm-hmm. And you don't have an opportunity to aim or anything, so you're good to go. You can just go ahead and click on the weapon. I see what happened. Hold on. This is the same thing that happened to Caitlin at the beginning, where if there's too much information in the the weapon, it can throw an error.
Okay.
So let me fix it for you.
That was nine triumphs. So
totally, yeah.
Obliterated both of them.
So it's cumbersome two, blast one, and okay. Go ahead and try that again.
All right.
There we go. All right. So you don't hit, but you've got an advantage. So I think you drive them into cover. They suddenly realize like there's somebody else firing at us, and they're gonna back off. Which buys Gunner some space to go after those guys, if you want to.
Okay.
So, cool, Gunner. What are you gonna do?
So the guy in the back is focused on the bounty hunter, or no? Focused on
this dude.
Probably focused on Taldra, right?
He's gonna fall back so Taldra can't shoot him. But now there's this like plasma shotgun thing going off behind him. He's gonna need to reassess his life choices in a second. But
okay, but there's two people focused on Kess.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm gonna try and attack the guy on the right. That one. So I have like my
closest
gun
to you.
Like through the crowd, like lining up a shot to aim. But then the bounty hunter says that thing like back up anyone. You know, and so then just immediately I kind of do like these actions at the same time, and I go in with my sword with the guy on the right, and I say to the bounty hunter, like, really wish I could have met you under different circumstances, and then I swing my sword, man.
Okay. All right. So as you say that, and you like go rush towards the stormtrooper and the bounty hunter, because you're all over comms, bounty hunter's like, yes, fine, we can be friends later. Kill them now, and we'll be friends later. Mm-hmm. And you can make your attack. The difficulty is going to be two. Yeah. Two in melee against this trooper. And now Kess, if you gotta be careful of your shot, because Gunner and that stormtrooper are engaged. Okay. All right. So your vibro sword, you deal 5-8 damage. Minus their soak.
And I didn't get a crit.
No crit on this hit. To activate a crit, you need you deal two more because you have piercing. So here we go. To get a crit, you need two advantage.
Oh right, advantage. Yeah.
Two advantage or a triumph.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna use that threat. that you got for. Take a look. I can give you one strain, I think. Yeah, you don't have any. You're not guarded stance. You're not in cover. So yeah, take a strain.
Okay.
Yeah. So you run up and shove your sword through the plates of his stormtrooper armor, and he shouts in pain. Now I'm going to use my NPC slot to have them fire back. So the one that you are fighting is going to pull out a weapon. He's going to pull out a baton. So he drops his gun, reaches down and pulls out one of those like tonfa things, the like long baton, snaps it out, starts to spark, and he takes a swing at your face with it. Gunner. Let's see. Stormtrooper, here we go. And you're engaged in melee, so it's two. You don't have any defense or anything like that, right?
Like armor?
No, you have soak, just you don't have anything, any like defense.
I don't think so.
Okay, that's fine.
Just my padded armor.
Okay, so he's gonna take a swing. This truncheon. All right, so he hits you. And you take 5, 6, 7 minus your armor in damage. And he's gonna take a strain as well.
So minus my soak?
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
Actually, yeah, your weapon, your vibro sword, that defensive one, it means that I always have to add an upgrade to my my difficulty for attacking you. Just remind me for next time.
Okay. Did we fully heal?
You shouldn't have any strain or wounds from the beginning of from before the beginning of the fight. Yeah.
So I took 7 minus 4 soak. Or are you gonna reroll?
I might as well reroll just so that we have it correct in the pool.
I mean, it's not my fault. You don't have to.
No, that's fine. That's what we do if we miss the roll. So let me add one here. But if we're going to reroll, I'm going to use use my dark side points next time. Okay.
That's fine. All right.
So he doesn't take any strain. He buys advantage for the next roll, but you don't take any damage. So the reason I added that die, I think that's how it works, is that you have the defensive capability of your sword protecting you, so you'll be able to block.
Okay, should I add that to my character sheet? Defense, range, melee?
Yeah, it's against melee. Just check while I do the other stuff, can you check the defensive quality? It's on one of the handouts. I'm not sure if it's an upgrade. I think it's a black die, but I always get the two. Yeah. I forget which one it is. So if you can just check how that roll works, then we'll be good for the next roll. The bounty hunter is going to get shot at again. So let me roll for that. And it's at 2 difficulty this time. Oh my God. Okay. So the bounty hunter takes a crit. And I think, soak is just enough that they stay up.
Wait a minute. Did you give him advantage?
No, that would make it worse.
Then reroll. Right.
Right. Yeah. Seems like let's get this guy killed. I want that bounty.
No, that would make the hit worse if I add the advantage.
Oh, okay.
It's bad. It's the advantage is bad for the stormtrooper. But I have 3,
okay.
So I can pass it on to whoever I want. I'm going to save it for shooting one of you.
Okay.
This hits bad enough as it is.
I thought you would have to reroll. That's why I said that.
Yeah. So let me roll. I'll roll the crit. 1 second here, bounty hunter. Banner is kind of a glass cannon. So there we go. Takes critical. All right. So it can only roll, can only act last during allied initiative slot in the next turn, which is fine. That's what they're going to do anyway. Okay. So he gets another shot and takes some damage and looks like he's about to go down. Like he's pretty wobbly and was maybe expecting more help. But hopefully y'all can turn it around. and then the last stormtrooper, this one falls back under the overpass. And then Kes, one of the stormtroopers is going to shoot at you. And you're at the same range. So two purple, and I'll throw some extra dice in here. Okay. 2 purple, got a blue from my friend. And I'm going to buy an upgrade. Because I gotta start spending these points sometime. There we go.
Ooh, missed. Why? Nothing. You got nothing.
And here we go.
Big fails. Fails.
All right. So you're going to take 10 damage minus your soak.
10?
Yeah, minus your soak. And then I've got 3 advantage, so I'm going to pass. I'll pass a black die along to whoever's next to act. Cool. Okay, so PC can go.
I would love to go to the car, pop my fusion torch, and cut the door off and grab the asset.
Okay. All right, so you come wandering up to the move up to the door. So you wanna?
Yep. And since they look, I mean, everybody's got like one stormtrooper a piece. So I'm sure, I'm hoping they're all distracted, so I can just go.
Yeah, I mean, it's not stealthy or anything, but it's they've got other things going on. Yeah. Why don't you make a mechanics check? Let's see how long it takes for you to cut the door. Yeah, so make a mechanics check against a difficulty of 3, and we'll see if you can crack it open. The more successes you get, the faster it'll be.
Okay, hold on.
And take a black die on this action.
Take a black die?
Yeah, from the stormtroopers. There's like weapons firing in all directions, and it's a little distracting. So you gotta stay down.
Can I spend a light side point?
Yeah, perfect. Definitely.
Okay, got that. So, and that gives me upgrade.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here we go. Mechanics, here we go. Fucking god, are you kidding? 3 yellow dice and I can't make it work.
Okay, so I mean the thing is armored, right? Like, which is why I'm making you roll at all,
right?
So you activate the fusion torch, you pop it, and you start to like cut into it, and it's heating up, but it's not cutting it. And I think that we can see just barely through the tinted glass the counselor is like, and like backs up away from the door as like you start to try to cut through it, and he looks terrified.
Okay.
Cool. Okay. So now the bounty hunter is going to go, and I think that he's going to move for cover, and he's going to fire once at a stormtrooper. So we'll do the firing first. Let's see, bounty hunter. You can do it, buddy. I believe in you and your disruptor rifle. Okay. Okay, so hits for 10, 11 to 13 damage, minus the armor of the stormtrooper.
So just asking for no reason at all, a disruptor pistol, is that a light weapon?
Yeah, I think
so. And if this bounty hunter were to perish, could we perhaps take it off his course?
Yes, the use of disruptor weapons in the territory of the New Republic is considered a war crime, though, so you probably wouldn't want to do that.
That is assuming they find out, correct?
Yes, I mean, you could hide it. Okay. Use your illegal war crime weapon. So he limps off to the side, and like goes into the crowd, right? Like grabs some random person, like pulls him in the way, and kind of like puts people between himself and the stormtrooper as cover. Because he's not gonna bloody get shot again. Thank you very much. Cool, all right. So the other 3 PCs, you are welcome to go in whatever order you like.
So I looked it up, Adam, and yes. I think it gives me, like, it doesn't specify that it's melee or ranged. It's just defensive 1. So I think that's defensive against everything. And it's 1 black dice. So is that just as long as it's on my body?
No, you have to be wielding it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna wait for an advantage.
Okay. Talra, Kes? Either one of you can go.
Go ahead, Kes. You want to go?
I'm going to ask the same question. What if I want to wait for advantage?
So I think that an advantage helps us all the same amount with hitting. But when it comes to activating crits, it helps me out more. And so because these guys are very armored, that's why I really want to activate a crit.
What is it that it helps you more? Like, how do you tell?
My vibro sword, it has pierce 2. Is that okay. The right one? Or is it vicious two?
It's vicious, yeah.
Yeah, vicious. Yeah, my vibro sword is vicious two, so I only need two advantages to activate a crit.
Oh.
What is?
Yeah, the lower number on the crit is how many is better, right? That's how many you want. But a crit from a vibro sword is more painful than a crit from a blaster. It deals more, it causes more damage.
Right, but I have a shotgun.
It's true.
So I don't know how to tell like what it does or like what damage it does if I crit.
Yeah, so crit is always the same. It doesn't matter what weapon you're using, unless the weapon has vicious as one of its qualities. So your shotgun, the Malo Special, has blast as its mm-hmm. quality. So that means you can hit more than one person with it if you spend an advantage and you hit. So you can do the same attack to two people.
And then if anyone's curious, vibro swords start with vicious one, but I got the serrated edge upgrade, so that's why mine's two. Cool.
Which totally
that
makes
be,
sense.
You that just would throw be worse.
Serrated edge on a vibro sword. Why not?
All right. Whatever. I'll just go ahead and can I use your aim with the shotgun?
Oh yeah, yeah. You can totally aim with the shotgun.
Cool. Something. I'll do that.
Shouldn't it be Pierce that activates crits then if I made it go up?
No. Pierce ignores soak.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay, so Kes, you wanna turn around and so there's that stormtrooper on the back is the one that's backing up. He's backing away from his bike and he's like firing at the uh-huh. bounty hunter.
Yeah.
You wanna turn around and blast that guy?
Sure.
Okay, you're in short range of that guy because he basically is like coming out of the cover that you're sort of standing behind.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, short range means one purple die. You can use your true aim, uh-huh. which what does it do? Gives you an upgrade.
I don't remember the specific. Let's see.
Yeah, take a look here.
True aim. Gain benefits of aiming and upgrade combat check.
Okay. Yeah. Perfect. So in your pool, put one purple and one upgrade on the left side.
Mm-hmm.
And then go ahead and roll. You can also spend a light side point if you want another upgrade.
We have three.
Mm-hmm.
Do we want to use it for this or should I just, I feel like I'm just going to go for it. Let's save those.
Okay.
I'm just going to go for it.
There you go. Okay. Yeah. So he's not engaged with anybody. So you can't activate the blast, but you can spend those advantage on yourself or others. And mm-hmm. you deal him 11 damage minus the armor. So nice. That guy goes down. He walks into your shotgun basically. Yeah. So the guy doesn't, yeah, he doesn't see you. He's like firing and he's walking backwards. And then you just have your shotgun there and blast him. And he goes flying against the side of the car, and slumps down on the ground.
Perfect.
Cool. All right. Who's going next?
And also,
what do you want to roll one more blue die? Cause you actually have that from aim as well. And then we'll see if you get another, you might deal one more damage or.
Wait, just roll what?
Yeah, you can just roll a single blue die. So just clear your whole pool and then put one in the blue and then click the little roll icon in the middle.
In the center of here? Okay.
Okay, just wanted to make sure I wasn't taking away an extra advantage. So what do you want to spend those two advantage on? You can use them to pass one blue die to the next person to go. You can pass spend two to pass a blue die to anybody who goes. It doesn't matter what order they're in. Or you can spend those two to put a black die on the next person that goes. Or you can buy back strain.
A black die?
Yeah, you can penalize like the stormtrooper the next time they go.
Is the next person that's going to go is a stormtrooper?
Nope, but it'll carry on to the next time the stormtroopers act.
Oh, okay. So if Gunner goes next, then I can give the advantage to Gunner?
Yeah, if Gunner goes next, it would be one strain off and one blue die to Gunner. It's probably the most mechanically effective.
Okay, and that gives the chance to activate the crit.
Yep.
Just with the one. Okay, cool. But I recover one strain personally.
Yes, yeah, you recover one.
Cool. So, if Gunner, do you want to go next? I can just do that.
Be awesome. Yes.
Okay. Cool.
I'll happily gobble up your advantage.
All right, Gunner, rock and roll.
So the guy that I'm attacking right now, is he almost dead?
He's still in pretty good shape.
I'm going to go for him again then, in that case.
Okay, yeah, the two of you are like swinging your weapons at each other. I checked defensive. There's two different abilities. There's defensive and deflection. Defensive is the melee version, so you don't get that black die against people shooting at you, just so we're...
Okay, I checked on page 220.
Okay,
And it didn't mention deflective.
Okay, yeah, I was looking at my handout, but we'll check it. I think it's just melee in this case because you can't block blaster bolts with vibro sword.
Yeah, I mean, I was thinking that too.
Yeah,
but it didn't really clarify. And then I even looked up like every single instance of defensive. It didn't help, and I was like, okay, well, I guess. But yeah, that'll be awesome if we clarify it.
Yeah.
Okay, though. So two difficulty.
Yes. Yeah, two difficulty for melee. And I'm actually gonna give you a downgrade. I'm gonna spend one of my points. So on your side, put in a downgrade there.
Yep, add in.
Oh, damn.
I like how you're like, just fuck your dark side points, Adam. Just fuck you.
I eat up all the advantages. I eat up all the dark side points.
Oh, it's so good. So, yeah, you hit for 5, 6, 7 damage. You reduce with a pierce, reduce their soak. So it takes an amount of normal damage, and then you deal him a crit. So let's see what that crit is.
Do I roll again?
No, you don't have to roll. I'll roll it for him. And it's vicious 2, right? So I add 20 to it. Okay. All right, a horrific injury. Excellent. Good work. I rolled really badly on that. So I'll let you tell me how this works, but you damage his brawn. Okay, so in some way you damage his like muscles or his ability to like fight. God, that is a mess. Okay, so what is this critical injury? This critical injury look like?
So he doesn't die. It's just an injury.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's badly injured. It's a crit, so you actually like cut flesh and all that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I go to like sever him with my sword, but then I kind of just stop halfway and I start carving out his stomach.
You're horrible.
Well, because he has all this armor, right? So I like hit the end of it, but you know, I look at the bounty hunter and he's not doing so well. So I just do what first comes to mind. I want to at least start finishing him off. So yeah, I just start moving it in around.
May the force be... Oh my God!
Exactly.
Caitlin's like, I slowly neuter him.
Pretty much, yeah. So you stab him, like, slowly start like cutting into his stomach. And he's like, and staggers back and is bleeding pretty bad. And Talra, it is your turn. What do you want
to do? All right. I'm going to shoot someone.
Okay.
Closest dude, probably to our most injured buddy there. But yeah, just going to take a shot this round.
Okay. Now they've all fallen back underneath the overpass. So you can't actually see any of the stormtroopers. You have to either jump down or like run around.
If I run around, will I still be able to take an attack this turn? I don't really want to jump down because I feel like that would put me right in front of them and no cover.
Exactly. Your options would be to just drop down in front of them and make an athletics check for the safe fall, or run. And if you run, it'll cost you 2 strain to get to a place where you can shoot.
Let's do that. Let's go ahead and do that. So I will add 2 strain and do the run.
Okay. Great. So now you're at medium range. So 2 purple.
Great.
Again,
I don't have any advantage, correct? Or do I?
Stormtrooper. No, you don't.
So just 2 purple.
Yes, that's right.
All right. And boom.
Oh, shit. All right. So 6 damage and then a crit on this one as well. Nice work. Okay. So the actual shot doesn't do that much. His armor absorbs most of the wounds, but he takes a critical wound.
Man, I need a stronger gun.
Maybe if we get the bounty hunter killed, you can take his thing.
I gotta reroll that because he doesn't have any.
Use him as a human shield.
I like the way you think, Anne.
Oh my god.
Okay, so here's his crit. All right. He is knocked prone and suffers one strain, which is perfect. So his armor absorbs most of the shot, right? Like, you only dealt him like one wound because of his tough armor. But you knock him on his ass. So he gets shot in the chest and like falls over backwards and ends up on the ground. So I'm going to take my NPC's turn here. Oh, what do you want to do with your advantage that you got?
Pass it to the next friendly.
Okay. So that's just one, that one advantage for the next friendly.
So just real quick, if I pass it to the next friendly,
yep.
Caitlin can go first next round, right?
Yes. Cause you're at the end of the round. So,
okay, great. So yeah, Caitlin, if you want to do that, you can use that for your crit.
I would love to.
Okay. And that leaves you with one more advantage to spend. So you take off one strain.
Perfect. Will do.
All right. So the bounty hunter is going to use a stim pack on himself. So we see him like pushing through the crowd and pulls out a stim pack and injects it, keep himself conscious. And I think it's just basically hidden for now, kind of like making his way up to the road here. And now, yeah, any PC can go. So Gunner, do you want to go?
Yep.
Okay. Go ahead.
So, I mean, he's going to bleed out. He's going to die, right?
No. No. He's his brawn is injured, so he's like weakened, but he didn't get bleeding out as a crit yet. So, he's still up.
I'm just trying to think if it's like more worth my while to kind of ignore him and go after the next person.
No, he'll just hit you in the back if you ignore him. Cuz the two of you are still fighting.
Okay. So I got a sudden burst of strength. And I feel as though I now can drive my sword all the way through his back armor as well.
Yeah, you're going to try it.
Which I'm pretty sure, like, that's what happens.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say that's probably accurate. Cool. Good work. Let's just for the sake of it, dead. Let's see what the crit would have been. Offset with another 20. Let's see. It would have been...
I think I also rolled
senses.
Wait, what?
He's dead, but had he survived, you would have caused him to not be able to get boost dice.
Oh no.
Okay, so you finish him off. Yeah, you push the sword all the way through the rest of the way, and he tries to hit you with the baton, but just kind of like taps you a couple of times and then falls over sideways.
Yeah, I just like take my foot up to him and I like push him off my sword.
Nice. A classic maneuver.
Yep.
So the stormtroopers are starting to fall. I think the driver of the car realizes that the bodyguards are toast and is going to start to attempt to flee. So the stormtrooper on the ground is going to spend a maneuver to get up. And then he's a loyal bodyguard, so he's going to take another shot at Kes, I think. Okay, so use my last dark side point.
Wait, we have 5 light side points right now?
Yeah, I got 5 now.
I'm using them, dude.
Use all of them, Z.
So he spends his action to get up, and I buy him an upgrade. And then he's going to shoot at you, Kes. And... Ooh, all right. So you take 9, 10, 11 damage minus your soak.
Okay, we're still good.
Okay, and then you take a crit from the Triumph. So on your character sheet, there should be a little crit area on the left partway down. If you could go ahead and...
We're going to roll offset.
Yeah, so don't worry about any offset. Just go ahead and
roll critical.
Roll the critical, yep. Okay, all right. So you're slowed down, which means you have to take the last slot. You have to take that 0-0 slot. But that's okay. It's a pretty okay crit. It's not so bad.
That's fine. I just got to take a little nap. Just a break.
Exactly. Yeah, so he gets up, pulls himself to his feet, and fires a blaster shot at you and hits you, and you stagger back. And you're a little dazed, but you'll be okay.
Nice.
All right. So now, Talra or Zed, you can go. The vehicle, the driver of the vehicle, reactivates the vehicle and like starts moving it forward. So it's pulling up, but it's still kind of like within, it's within range of you, Zed. You can still like get to it.
Yeah, I've got like, I'm like trying to grab any handhold I can and keep cutting, like cut the door off. Like that's what my goal is, to cut the door off and get the guy out.
So you're like following it, like walking alongside.
Well, either that, or if I can find like a purchase, like on top of the vehicle, so it can't leave without me. So I'm on top of it while cutting, like.
I mean, you want to climb on top of it and cut a hole in the roof. You could do
that's
that.
That's a great image, Zeke. Just saying. Like,
okay, great. Sure.
I'll like, I see this car start to like really like lurch forward. So I like climb.
Yeah, make a difficulty one athletics check to climb up on top of the vehicle. And then if you succeed at that, you can try to cut a hole in the roof.
Okay. Difficulty one athletics.
Yeah, just difficulty one. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Well.
Okay. So I think what happens is you climb up on the side, and you get kind of up onto the roof, and then the car like jolts forward, and you kind of slide off the other side, and you land beside it, kind of like on your back.
Okay. I didn't succeed in climbing on the car, but can I still like take an action?
Yeah. You can, okay. If you want to spend, you have to spend two strain if you want to get up and still like try to hit it with your,
Okay. I'll do that. I'm taking two strain now. And now
so you just go up one side and off the other and kind of like drag your torch down the side as you tumble. You can spend a point, on that roll too. Remember?
Yeah. Question. Yes. When I use my fusion cutter, do I roll the weapon itself or do I roll?
No, because you're not attacking. You're making mechanics.
Okay. Okay. All right. So I will use a light side point.
Okay.
I will give myself one upgrade.
Yeah. And difficulty is three.
Difficulty is three. Now here's the other thing. Mm-hmm. It says, gearhead, remove, a black die per rank of gearhead for mechanics checks. So does that count towards this?
If there's no, this would be like, if you're doing it under duress, there would be some like additional, like if you're being shot at or whatever, you'd have a black die.
Well, the funny thing is I could have done it last time.
You did it on the, you should have had on the last one. But
yeah. Cause it had a
black die. Okay. I remember.
All right. Mechanics check. Here we go. Trying to cut the door open. Took two strain, one upgrade, three difficulty. Fucking
Not as bad as it looks, though.
Yeah, no, I know, but you've got to be fucking kidding. You're three yellows against three purples, and I get fucked.
So the side of the vehicle is starting to like heat up. So like, there's a patch of it that's turned red, and you still haven't had a chance to like dig into the side of the car. But you're not making any headway. The armor plating is starting to warm up.
Okay. Well, I'm going to take those two advantage and take off two strain.
Okay.
All
right. So, Talra.
Let's go ahead and just, how many people are still standing at this point?
There's one stormtrooper that just fired at Kes. Kes is getting pummeled with stormtrooper shots.
Let me fire right at the person that's firing at Kes.
Okay.
How are we looking on the difficulty?
You're at medium range, and I think that I am going to maybe spend my dark side point.
Oh, really? Well, we got some light side points, don't we?
I know, you got lots.
You guys mind if I counter his dark with a light?
Go for it.
Of course not.
Do it.
Okay,
do
it. So you buy yourself an upgrade.
Okay. Blue and one upgrade, or just one upgrade?
Well, it depends. So are you aiming the shot before you take it, or do you want to do any other maneuver first?
Well, here's a question. Yeah. Is it better that is it more advantageous for me to stay still and aim, or to spend some strain to get closer and then fire?
So the difference being, if you aim, you get a blue die, but you're rolling against two purple. If you move one range band closer, you're rolling one purple, which I'm upgrading into one red. And then you can buy yourself an upgrade, which in your case would buy you, I think, one more green die. So the least effective, the D6s, the blue and the black dice, they're the least effective of all the dice. So moving and shooting and spending the point is the best.
Oh, moving and shooting? Okay.
Moving and shooting, yeah. But it also puts you at short range.
And I take the strain, right?
No, because you're just moving from medium to short.
Oh, let's do that then. Okay, let's do that. So I would be one blue, one green versus one red?
Yeah, and make sure you spend your point.
Use light side point, one blue, one green. No friendly upgrade, right?
Correct, because Zed used his.
Great. All right, here we go.
Do it.
Boom!
Ooh. All right, so you miss, but you create advantage for Kes. So you've got four dice. What do you want to spend it with?
So if I give one die to Kes, that would cost one, right?
Yeah.
And then I only have two strain, so I could use two of those for strain. What can I do with the last one?
You can. Let me see. I think you can pass another blue die.
Let's do that.
Let me double check because I didn't. I've never read anywhere that says you can only do it once, and I think. Yeah, so you can activate a weapon quality if you hit, but you didn't. Notice a single important point in the ongoing conflict. So like a weak point on an attack speeder, that kind of thing. You'd spend it on that.
But I can give two dice?
You can add one blue die to the next allied active character's check. So yeah, you can
have more than once. Two advantage for two blue for Caitlin.
No, next up is Kestrel.
Oh, that's fine. Let's do that.
Can you, don't do this, but I'm saying, can you do two to give one to whoever you want?
Yes, that's the point. You lose one, but it allows you to pass it on to anybody, regardless of whether they're next or not.
Now, Adam, could I take one strain off of me, use two to give a die to Caitlin, and one to give a die to Anne?
Yes.
Let's do that.
Okay, cool. So Kestrel and Gunner, you both have one blue.
Awesome.
Okay. All right. So, Kes, what do you want to do? You got a stormtrooper shooting the crap out of you. He's at
the face with my shotgun.
Yeah. You're shooting legs.
Yeah. So I just have, because I'm in short range of him already, right?
Yeah. You're in the same range as you were before.
Cool. So I have one purple and now one blue.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I use one of these light side points since we have a stockpile of them?
Please.
Okay. And then I add an upgrade on?
Yeah, put an upgrade on your side and make sure you click out so the upgrade sticks around.
Cool. Where's my weapon? There you are.
There you go. All right. So you hit him you take two strain.
Yeah.
The shotgun kicks into your shoulder and you deal 1, 2, 3, 13 damage.
Yeah.
Minus his armor.
Extra blue for true aim?
Yeah, did you didn't aim, you didn't say you were aiming first though, so you...
Oh, okay.
Now I'm hurt, guys. I'm like on the ground, like the crit on the last one.
But now you have... Yeah, now you have maneuver. You have a maneuver you can do, because you didn't aim this time. Do you want to get to cover?
Can I shoot him and then run for cover?
Yeah. Or, so you just shot him and now you can...
If that's the last stormtrooper.
What's that?
Who am I covering from if he's the last stormtrooper?
Him. He's still up. You didn't drop him.
Oh, okay. Cool. I don't know how far away I need to be to get away
from him. Yeah, you don't actually have to move like to a different range. You can just take cover. But you could, if you want to take two strain, you could move to cover and get to medium range. Because right now, if he's going to shoot next, he's only got one purple die the same way you do. So he'll probably hit you too.
Can he go on... Can Kes go on the other side of me? Because I'm kind of like in front of the car.
Yeah, Kes would have to go over the car to get to where you are.
Oh, okay.
Wait, you said that I could cover after shooting him, and then you said that I would have to take strain in order to do that, but I thought the point was that I didn't use the blue die so that I wouldn't have to take strain.
Yeah. So basically what happens is you have two maneuvers left. Mm-hmm. One maneuver could get you behind cover, so you could just find some random piece of cover to hide behind, like a concrete barrier or something.
Okay.
So that'd be one maneuver. One maneuver would get you to medium range instead of close range, which would mean if he shoots you, which he will, he's shooting you with two purple dice instead of one, which is better for you. Or if you take two strain, you can have both. You both move out of like further out of range and into cover. So it's up to you whether you want to spend that strain.
Okay. Yeah, I'll do that. I'll move medium range and cover. Nice.
That's the most defensive choice, given that you have lots of strain left available to you.
Yeah.
All right. So you are in cover and at medium range. I'm going to have the stormtrooper go. And Talra, I think you're an easier target now. So the stormtrooper will shoot at you. Okay, cool. So you're at medium range from the stormtrooper, and he's just going to take aim and fire a shot at you. Aim and two purple. Blaster rifle. Go. Ooh,
Talra. No.
Oh, no.
Please. No.
With lemon pledge.
Many bosses.
No, please not shoot. No.
The words ring in his head. Many bosses die.
Many bosses.
Please, no racist. No.
You take 10 damage minus your soak.
Which is 2, so 8 damage?
Yeah, 8 damage. Okay,
and that goes under wounds, right?
Yeah. Look at this innocent summer child. Where do I record my wounds, Adam? I've never been wounded before. I don't get hurt that often, so maybe you could help me.
I'm a manager, thanks.
Listen, tough guy. I got 3 advantage, so I'm going to crit you twice. So.
Oh,
really?
Suck it. So go ahead and pop open the old character sheet there, Talra. And crit once. Oh yeah, your soak is your brawn and your the soak of your armor, right? What are you wearing for armor?
I don't think I have really
any. That's why your soak is 2. Okay, perfect. I just want to make sure we weren't shortchanging on the soak.
I thought I was friends with the DM, so I didn't think I'd need it, but clearly that was a wrong assumption.
That's the thing about being the GM.
that just makes him pick on you more.
I know, right?
It's better to act like you don't exist. So maybe he won't notice you.
So what exactly does a double crit mean?
Player stealth. It just means you take a crit, then you take another crit. On your character sheet, on the left-hand side of the... Let me just double-check here. I think the character info screen. Yeah. So if you're on character info, just scroll all the way down to critical injuries. Hit roll critical, and then we'll look at what crit you get, and then you'll do it again. Okay. So until the end of the fight, so you're winded. The first shot wins you, or I guess the first crit. It wins you, so you can't suffer strain on purpose anymore. So that means, like, you know, we keep offering, like, spend 2 strain to do this. You can't do that for the rest of the fight. That's your first crit. And then roll the second crit. This is a real, real hard shot to the chest. Okay, you're staggered. And that means... Oh, God. I'm going to let you read it. I'll let you read it, Ko. What does staggered mean?
It means that in true Bothan fashion, Tal will most likely follow his ancestors into the dark pit of despair. Pretty sure that's what it says right there.
Knock that shit off, JP, you fuck.
Okay, so...
Yeah, it says attacker may immediately attempt another free attack against you using the same dice pool as original attack.
Okay. I'm just going to double check that I'm not like really screwing over here. I may only be able to crit you once, but we'll have to just reroll a slightly more painful crit, which would mean you can get rid of these 2. Let me just double check because I don't want to be a total asshole.
I'm about to get one-shotted, y'all.
Yeah, I don't want you to get one-shot by accident. And it's not like you're getting attacked by zombies or anything. So let me just check my...
good run. I mean, I'm a Bothan. So.
It hasn't come up before with the like situational like double crit. So let me check here. Here we go. Critical injuries. So if you, oh yeah, okay. So here's what happens. It's a single crit, but it's more intense. So I'm gonna clear. Let's clear both those crits. And you're going to roll again with an offset of 10. So it'll add 10 for the...
So how do I clear these exactly? Just hit
there's a little off. Heal button. Just click the heal button. Yeah, heal
both. So I heal both of them?
Yeah, just heal both of them.
Okay.
And then add 10 where it says offset for the crit and roll
again. I am clicking heal and nothing is happening.
Oh, okay. Well, let me double check for you.
Let me try to reopen my character sheet.
Okay, sure.
Your connection to the server has been interrupted. Anything you do right now will attempt to send back when you get online.
Okay. All right. So we've got a little bit of lag, but that's okay. We need to take a break now. So let's take the break. That'll let Roll20 catch up with each other, and we'll see how bad this crit is when we get back. So it could, if you roll really bad, it could be worse than both of those. So we'll see. one crit's probably going to be better, but stick around. We'll see if many boffins died when we get back. More balance of power, light side after this.